Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On
the next Wayback Country Jamboree, coming up next on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Country singer Tommy Cash, brother of music icon Johnny Cash, passed away at the age of 84. The Johnny Cash Museum confirmed his death, expressing sadness at the loss of Tommy.
Some folks hear that'll gun you down. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Six white horses come to take you home.
I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the blue.
The message that they wave is not the message of our flag. Unpatriotic kitchen needs a patriotic scratch.
Good morning, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a celebration to life and the memories of the late, great Tommy Cash, who sadly passed away last Saturday. Forever remembered as the brother of Johnny Cash and longtime hero of country music, we would like to pay tribute to Tommy Cash this morning in a 3 hour celebration to his life and music. So with that, I'd like to welcome y'all into the Wayback Country Jamboree and say good morning to each and every one of you listening in over CFRC 101.9 FM.
I read about some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting, and I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free.
See Washington at Valley Forge, Jackson at New Orleans, Jim Bowie at the Alamo, they all had a common dream. One song away from being home. I'm one song away from being home. I've got one more verse to do, and if the crowd will let me through, I'm just one song away from being home.
Well, good morning to each and every one of my listeners listening in on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. Yes, this here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to a Wayback Country Sunday morning, coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, but also coming to you via the historic airwaves at CFRC 101.9 FM. And as we start this program this morning, it breaks my heart to share the sad announcement that our dear friend and longtime country music singer and pioneer and younger brother Johnny Cash, Mr. Tommy Cash, sadly passed away last Friday at the age of 84. Tommy having been the brother of the man in black, Johnny Cash, and also having his own legendary career in country music, was born on April 5th, 1940 in Dyess, Arkansas. Enjoyed many years of his own career in country music, as well as having the top 10 1969 single titled Six White Horses, while also trying to gain fame in the country music world away from the shadow of his brother Johnny Cash. Today it will be my hope to remember the man who I was fortunate enough to call a dear friend and also hero. Having met Tommy Cash first in 2005 and since then forming a sort of friendship with him while seeing him perform numerous locations across the U.S. and also Canada, it saddens my heart to share that Tommy sadly passed away last Friday the 13th of September after 21 years and one day following his legendary brother Johnny Cash's passing. So let's open today's program with George Jones and a very fitting song titled Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes. Then we'll follow with Tommy Cash and that all-time classic 1969 signature song titled Six White Horses. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all into this tribute to Tommy Cash. Welcome in, friends.
You know, this old world is full of singers. but just a few are chosen.
They tear your heart out when they sing.
Imagine life without them. All your radio heroes,
like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dreams.
No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger, a man in black and Folsom prison blue. The Okie from Muskogee, or hello, darling.
Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
God bless the boys from Memphis, blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s, old Jerry Lee and Charlie, and Gold Cat Gold still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter.
You can tell it when he sang "I Saw the Light."
Old Marty, Hank and Lefty, why, I can feel them right here with me
on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you?
Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder who's gonna fill their
Some folks drink and some folks smoke. Some folks love and some folks don't. Some folks laugh and some folks frown. Some folks hear that'll gun you down. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Took you away before you sang your song. Wrong and some preach right. Some preach love and some preach fight. Takes every kind to make the world go round. Takes only one to gun you down. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, Reverend.
Goodbye, Reverend.
Took you away before you sang your song. Stick pretty close to home. Others are born with the urge to roam. Welcome, welcome to our town. I hope nobody tries to gun you down. Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Six white horses come to take you home. goodbye, Robert.
Goodbye, Robert.
Took you away before you sang your song. Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye, Bobby.
They took you away before you sang your song.
Well, yes, friends, as we open up this Sunday morning Jamboree Morning Show, I would like to once again begin, as we usually do, with sending out some special dedications to my beloved family and friends. Let's begin with a morning song going out to Mama Dawn and Big Daddy Al. It's going to be by the true lady we call the true queen of Canadian country music, Miss Carol Baker, whom I got to visit with at her appearance at the Spencerville Fair last Sunday following the show. And from Miss Carol, we have an all-time classic going out to Mama Dawn, titled The Star in Mama's Eyes. Then we'll follow with a birthday song from my dear friend and a true listener of the Wayback Country Jamboree that we affectionately call the Mayor of Verona, Ontario, Mr. Willie Lapointe. So for Brother Willie, who just celebrated his 73rd birthday this past Tuesday, it'll be a favorite later recording by Boxcar Willie and called The Winds of Yesterday. Then we'll wrap up with a song going out to my late soulmate and dear friend, Miss Velma Lapointe, also forever known as Jenny, to our dear friends and listeners of the program. And in memory of her, it will be Tommy Cash once again and a classic titled That Certain One. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the Wayback Country Jamboree and Morning Show. Good morning, friends.
Mama sure could sing a pretty song. When she'd sing around the house, I'd always sing along. She could have been a big star overnight, but she gave up her dreams to be a mother and a wife. So Mama never got her chance to shine. Mama said, if I tried hard enough. She said, honey, I've got faith in you. I know it's too late to do the things I wanted to, but someday I'll realize my dreams in you. I'll always be a star in Mama's eyes. She's the reason why gone. There's times when the crowd won't let me shine, but they can't dim the dream that me and Mama have in mind. I'll always be a star in Mama's eyes. Shining bright.
at night when I'm all alone. The sounds of the day fade away. Alone in my room with my memories, the winds of yesterday blow on me. I hear country music on the radio, the way sound of mama singing comes drifting through the trees when the winds of yesterday blow on me. I see a moon so bright over cotton fields of white, the fragrance of magnolia ride the breeze, and that little two-room school where I learned the golden rule when the winds of yesterday blow on me. I see children at the old swimming hole and fishing on the river with that old cane pole. Each memory is so dear, so clear when the winds of yesterday blow on me. I can hear the choir sing, how their voices ring. Once more sets my heart at ease when the winds of yesterday blow on me. When the winds of yesterday blow on me, to turn the clock back 50 years.
Instantly, a few you'll forget more gradually, a few may linger, one may ring your finger, but there will always be that one, there'll always be that one, always be that certain one, of one you'll be fonder and in your mind you'll wander.
life would be like with that one. There'll always be that one. Always be that certain one. You may love a dozen, but matter it doesn't, for there will always be that one. There'll always be that one. Always be that certain one. You may love a dozen, but matter it doesn't, for there will always be that one. There'll always be that one. Always be that certain one. You may love a dozen, but matter it doesn't, for there will always be that one. There will always be that one.
Hi, this is Jan Howard of the Grand Ole Opry, reminding you that you're listening to Johnny Woodluck right here on Wayback Country Jamboree at 101.9 CFRC.
Don't think that you're the only one that must contend with evil on your...
Now, friends, following those special dedications, we're back here on the Wayback Country Morning Show in Jamboree, and it's once again time to take our weekly trip up into the Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home, here at the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. As we get this tribute to the valley underway, let's send out some Sunday morning greetings to Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Chapisky in Eganville, Ontario this morning. For them, it will be a classic by the storyteller of the valley, Wayne Rostad, and a classic titled The King of Dose. Then we'll follow with a song going out to Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prairie, Ontario. For them, today will be a song by Mr. Mac Beatty, forever remembered as the King of the Ottawa Valley, and also Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, and a classic titled Autumn Memories, which is very fitting for this time of year. Then we'll wrap up this set with a song for our dear friends, Bruce Golden and his wife out there in Hawkesbury, Ontario. And from Bruce Golden, we have a classic that our late friend Joe Saunders wrote and Bruce recorded, titled Is That Your Heart Beating or Mine? So with that, I would like to salute this week's Ottawa Valley salute, and I'd also like to just mention that I hope to see all out next Sunday afternoon at the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies in Nepean. That's next Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to my Valley listeners. Or as they say in the Valley, good day to the listeners of the Valley.
Leroy Flag tugs his suspenders while the tide rolls out of Dark Harbor, patiently waiting for the treasure that is laying beneath those receding waters. For 60-odd years, old Leroy's been here pulling his jewels from the sea. A kingdom acquired by the sweat of his hands, plucking the purple seaweed. Hey, Leroy Flag, you're a grand old man, living your life out on Grand Manan, ruling the sea with an iron hand. You're the king of Dose on Grand Manan. Now Leroy's a God-fearing Grand Manan Protestant, son of the loyalist clan. Till he was well in his 30s, no woman could catch him. You see, Leroy was a bachelor man, till young Angie descended from Pictou one summer, carrying a babe in her arms. in the time it took winter to cover the land. The king of Dulce made her queen of the land. Hey, Leroy, flag your a grand old man, living your life out on Grand Manan, ruling the sea with an iron hand. You're the king of Dulce on Grand Manan. An iron hand. You're the king of Dulce on Grand Manan. On Grand Manan. Grand Manan. You're the king of Dulce on Grand.
Autumn day has gone its way and faded much too soon. But you and I have touched the sky this lovely afternoon. We've reached out for the pretty parts and captured all of these within the mirror of our hearts, our autumn memories. Yes, memories of maple trees, crimson, gold and brown. The old sawmill, the lake so still, where purple hills look down. The cornfields and the country lane, yes, we have captured these within the mirror of our hearts, our autumn memories. Some other autumn day. That afternoon we touched the sky and walked among the trees. Within our hearts forever lie our autumn memories.
time. Your eyes have seen much more than mine. Your body sways and the music keeps time. Is that your heart beating or mine? The fiddle is playing an old melody. The feelings we're feeling are not meant to be. Others keep looking, but they'll never see. Is that your heart beating or mine? Your heart, my heart, two of a kind. Whose heart am I hearing? Your heart or mine? Two lovers long to step on. Your heart beating or
Jamboree with my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Chances are that somebody will love you the way that I do.
Well, yes, friends, following those classics of the Ottawa Valley, we are back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. And I would like to invite y'all to turn up your radios as we pay tribute to an interview blast from the past that is between me and son of Tommy Cash, Mr. Mark Allen Cash, from February of 2021, which is a special interview that I was very honored to do. This will be the first part of a three-part interview with Mark. Now, following this interview, we will hear a tribute song that Mark Allen Cash wrote and recorded in memory of his late uncle Johnny Cash, titled Uncle Johnny. So with that, let's turn back the years to 2021 and visit this archived interview with Mark Allen Cash and myself.
Hello, folks. Hi, how are you?
Very good. So born into the Cash family, the son of Johnny Cash's brother, Tommy, what is your earliest musical memories growing up?
Well, probably I would say at home at Dad's house, probably seven, 8 years old, I would say, learning to play his guitars that he had around the house. And then probably with Uncle Johnny and other people outside of the home, my earliest memory would be probably around 10 or 11 years old.
Okay.
I remember at the age of about 12, I knew that I was definitely in a musical family, you know.
Yes, yes. Okay. And what are your earliest musical memories of your uncle?
I remember going to the Johnny Cash show.
Yes.
He had here at Bright in the States. And we would go down and we wouldn't go every night, of course, or every every show. But every so often, Dad would take us down and let us watch the taping, and I was even on the show once. One time. So
yes.
And I remember that probably about the same age, probably around 11 or 12 years old.
I see. And so your uncle Johnny Cash had many friends in country music and the rock business, as well as you did, or rather your father Tommy did. What was it like growing up in and around those people?
Well, you know, I was around the famous entertainers so often that I didn't really think anything of it. You know, it was nothing to come home from school and have Glenn Campbell sitting in the living room or somebody like that. I didn't see it as any different than anybody else at the time.
I see.
Of course, now I wish I've got some memories that I wish that I would have known.
Exactly.
They were real generous people, very kind people. I don't remember anybody that Dad or Uncle Johnny hung out with at all or had it over, being anything but just very genuine and polite and kind, you know.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I got to tell you, you know, I did learn, though, I guess I was probably in a sixth grade. The teacher took me to the principal because I hadn't done my homework in 4 days.
Oh, yes.
And, right. So she took me to the principal, and he said, "I'm going to take care of this. Don't you worry. I'm going to discipline him, and I'll send him back to the classroom in just a little bit." Mm-hmm. And he brought me in his office and closed the door, and he said, "Is your dad home?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Good. Here, take him these songs I wrote." I did not get spanking. I didn't get any trouble at all. But he said, "When you go back in that classroom, you act like you've been crying." You know.
Yeah.
So I learned that the name, my last name carried some something different at that age. You know, I learned that something.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't good sometimes. Sometimes it got me in trouble, you know.
Yes, I'd imagine, yes. But you never followed sort of in your father's or your uncle's shoes. You kind of did it your way.
Well, thank you. I things have changed so much. And, of course, the music industry is not what the music industry used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad brought me out on stage when I was 12 or 13 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll never forget. It was a great big fair, a state fair that he was playing at the time. And I guess there was probably 2,500 people up front, and the bug bit me, and he brought me out to sing a Folsom Prison Blues with him, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yes.
And you're right, and I just, I don't know, there was something about the applause and something about the kind people, and I knew then that I think that I want to be in this business, God, I believe, gave me a little talent to use, and so I've enjoyed spending my whole life in the music business, you know.
Yes, exactly. And you did have the famous name to go along with it, so
Yeah, right.
So you also, I was mentioning, you had written a song titled Uncle Johnny, a tribute to your Uncle Johnny Cash. Would you share with us how this came to be?
Sure. Uncle Johnny, if you were going to be around him, he liked to give advice, and that was a good thing. Because, you know, Uncle Johnny, he read a lot, and he toured a lot, he traveled a lot. He told me that there wasn't a major city that he hadn't been in twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew a lot, but he didn't come off that way. And nobody likes to know it all, he said, you know. But he did know a lot, and so he had good advice for you. Mm-hmm. Especially if I asked him questions, and I loved asking questions because you got such a good answer, you know. But he told me, my grandmother wanted me to, she asked me, I think I was 16, maybe 17 years old. She said, I'm going to pay for it, but I want you to go in the studio and I want you to record Amazing Grace for me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, just you and a guitar. She said, I don't want other instruments in there. Just you and your guitar, and I want you. So I brought her a cassette tape back. You remember mm-hmm. those?
Yes. Yes.
Right? And I brought her a cassette tape of the gospel song "Amazing Grace,"
mm-hmm.
and she played it for everybody that walked through the door. If you came to see her for any reason, you got a glass of tea and you had to listen to Mark sing "Amazing Grace" on her stereo. So I said, "Grandma, don't do that," you know. And I said, "Uncle Johnny or Dad would have done that much better." And she said, "No, I wanted you to do it," you know.
Exactly.
And so. Right. So to answer your question, get back to your question, Uncle Johnny walked in about the time that was going on, and he said, "Mark, come outside a minute. I want to talk to you." And he took me outside, and he said, "First of all, thank you for doing what Grandma asked and doing that tape for her." He said, "Secondly," he said, "you're singing from the heart, young man." And he said, "That's how to do it. And if you continue to sing from the heart, you will do fine in this business." And he said, "If it doesn't come from the heart, it's no good, Mark. It's no good."
Exactly.
And
that's
so
for sure.
I remember that. And I said, "Do you know how tough it is to be your nephew?" And he looked over at me and he said, "You want to know how tough it is to be Johnny Cash?" And that hit me like a ton of bricks, you know. Of course, it was difficult to be Johnny Cash. Very, very. He said, "You want to be me?" And I said, "No, sir. Not you do that very well. I do not."
Yes.
Nobody can fill their shoes but you.
Yeah.
But so I remember that from. You know, I remembered the things that he told me, and so that's how the song came about.
Okay.
And it's about us having the conversation outside and what he said to me, and you know, I took it to heart that day.
I see, yes. And it is one of our favorites on the show. Your dad also did my brother's Johnny Cash, but I like both of your versions of them. Your tributes.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. And in many ways, your uncle was also an outspoken person and stood up for what he believed in. Is this right?
Yes, he did. If, you know, he felt if you had good morals
mm-hmm.
and felt that if you respected people and respected them for who and what they were, that you couldn't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And and so you're exactly right. He stood up for not what was popular. Not
mm-hmm.
what everybody wanted. He stuck up for what was right.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
And he would go to bat for people that were the underdogs, people that couldn't get heard, they didn't have a voice.
Yes.
You know, and he stuck up for those people. And, you know, I think he was a great person for that, you know.
And a good example of this is the Bitter Tears album.
Mm-hmm.
Would you share with us about that, or what you know of
that? Well, I do know that I was very young, but
mm-hmm.
I don't want to give you things that I've read, that other people have. Something special is that he thought that the American Indian had been done wrong,
mm-hmm.
and thought that we could do better in this country.
Yes.
And he stuck behind them and just learned all he could about them and about their heritage and then helped them, you know, helped them as much as he could to make their way in. And he did the same thing, of course, as you know, for the prisoners.
Yes, he sure did.
He did. And, you know, he said just because they've done wrong
mm-hmm.
and made a bad mistake or a bad choice doesn't mean that we have to discard them like garbage.
That's
you know?
For sure. Yes. Just because you make one mistake, it can't aim your whole life around that.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. And he said, you know, everybody makes mistakes. He said, including me. He said, I'm not proud of everything I've done.
Yes.
You know? And I think he's right. I think as human beings, we can never be, you know, we always make mistakes, you know, so.
Exactly.
Right.
Was filled with friends and family. We stepped outside to get away. He laid beside me on the fender of Mama Cash's Chevrolet. He asked me, how's your music coming? And ain't it great to stand on stage? It's the only time I'm happy. It's where I sing my cares away. I said sometimes I think they like me, but just because of who you are. Nephew to a superstar. The evening air, it cut right through us as he turned to me and asked, have you ever once considered how hard it is to be Johnny Cash? Don't matter who you are. And I've been just as proud to know him if he'd never met a star. To me, he's a superstar, a legend among men, a man in black for all. Than any superstar could be. He was Uncle Johnny to me. I miss you, Uncle Johnny.
Come gather around me and pay good attention. A story I'll tell you in rhyme of the beautiful land that I'm honored to mention, this Ottawa Valley.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host and friend, Johnny Woodlock, sharing with y'all that is once again that time of year to come on out and support your local musicians of the Ottawa Valley, as well as this year's Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame inductees. At this year's 2024 edition and matinee edition of the annual Hall of Fame induction and ceremony, this year's celebration will be on September 29th at 3 p.m. at the Meridian Theatre at Centerpoint, which is located in the heart of Nepean, Ontario. For more information, call the box office at 613-580-2700, also by visiting ottawacountrymusichof.org. Tickets cost $50 and it's going to be a great time had by all.
Oh, join us a while in the valley of mine. This Ottawa Valley of mine.
Well, now, friends, once again, it's that time to turn back the vinyl records and pay tribute to the Vinyl Blast from Final Pastor this Sunday morning. But as we do this, we must open the vinyl vault door here at the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. Now the vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years, some 60 years to 1964, when Louis Marshall Jones, forever remembered as Grandpa Jones, released an all-time favorite of this time of year, that being the first day of fall, entitled Falling Leaves. So with that, let's turn up the old Dario and turn on the turntable as we pay tribute to the vinyl blast from Vinyl Past, with all its beautiful hiss and crackling of this old vinyl record. Welcome in, friends, now here's Falling Leaves.
Falling leaves that lie scattered on the ground, the birds and flowers that were here now can't be found. All his friends that he once had are not around. Upon the ground, some folks drift along through life and never thrill to the feeling that a good deed brings until it's too late and they are ready to lie down there beneath the leaves that scatter
friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show this morning. As they play us out of the first hour and into the top of the 9 o'clock hour, the second hour of this morning's program, I'd like to close out this first hour with a couple of sacred gospel numbers. First will be the legendary Roy Drusky, who sadly passed away 20 years ago tomorrow, the 23rd of September, 2004. So in honor of Roy Drusky and also in memory of him, it'll be a classic titled Sometime Before Me. Then we'll play us into the very top of the 9 o'clock hour with Tommy Cash again. And in memory of Tommy, it'll be I Came to Believe. With that, I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the 9 o'clock hour, and I'd just like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in the radio world. Welcome in, friends.
Heavy load, and no one seemed to care about me. In the sand I saw a footprint made by a man called Jesus. I knew my Lord had walked this road sometime before me. Upon me and
across old Jordan's rough and rolling stream. I'll have no fear of stormy weather. I'll be at rest when I cross that river. I knew my Lord had walked this road sometime before.
Try.